warning. The following podcast will most definitely contain language that will both offend and stimulate. Any situations mirroring your real life are purely coincidental and have nothing to do with you. Calm your tits, sit down, and enjoy the show.
And you are now listening to Activate LA Radio.
Hey. DJ Rez in the mix.
With a Z. Rez.
Good evening. This is Los Angeles.
Yeah, Ray, so what do we got going on tonight?
We got...
He's telling you this shit right now because he actually had no thought about this until you asked him.
Yeah, what's really going on?
Gonna have Rez come in and join us in a little bit. But before that, let me put this volume down. Before that, I'm over here trying to fix the angles. We're coming back, Rhythm and Nuns, and that's going to be the 21st of June inside Tokyo Beat. And Carlo's bringing a heavy.
Juwan Raitz, yeah. And Juliet Mendoza.
Yeah. So, Preston, whenever you're ready to join us, just come in and jump in, and I'll throw some Italo, like some K-pop. I'm probably gonna play some K-pop. I'm just talking to I was gonna throw some music. But
did you hear that BTS won an award at the Billboard Music Festival the Music Awards last weekend?
BTS?
Yeah, I don't actually know what it stands for, but they're really if not one of the most popular K-pop boy bands out right now.
Oh.
It was like really something because it's one of the first Asian bands to like win like a major, well, to win the award at a major, like, quote-unquote, major award ceremony.
Does it ever not end in scandal for these guys, though? Like, one of them always ends up going solo and having it, but, like, the group, somebody always, like, lies about their age or has, like, an illegitimate child or they're married and they're acting like this.
You say that for any band, right? Like, I think that's the par of the course for any band.
BTS.
Yeah, but, yeah, BTS. And, like... People are getting like in the shit, like, who the hell is these like Asian assholes?
It's
then
like, they hear what? That hot fire and they start doing the dance.
Exactly. Well, their dances are hard to do, so I don't know why that. Like, they're really good. Are you saying you have something to say?
No, I don't. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, shit. Oh, Ray has to.
Well, introduce yourself. You know, we got Leo. Exactly.
Okay. I'm Rachel Depp, the host of the One and Do Nation podcast.
Rachel Depp.
Out of Los Angeles. What's up?
Where's
the volume's not up yet, I don't think.
Let me get this. There we go.
Ray's got a lot of shit to do.
Yeah, we got Rachel Depp, man, from One Indie Nation podcast radio show. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm good. Feeling lovely. Loving the sake.
It's pretty good.
Thank you.
It's good, huh? It's like warming. It gets you part. Oh, there we go.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to Rez throwing a six set.
Cheers. Oh, there we go.
Cheers.
Speaking of Rez, man, what were you playing? Can you let the viewers, the listeners? Let me get you. Yeah, there we go.
All right. Oh, shit.
That's okay.
Came on too loud. But I actually concentrate on playing like minimal tech house and either go harder or go softer to deep house.
Oh, wow.
And then like I threw in a rock song in there, you know, like kind of indie to mix it up with ideas. Always keep popping up, you know. The mixing is, it's like endless, like
it's continuous.
You could think of so many ways to redo it.
Never gets old.
Never does.
Yeah, there was a couple of tracks there for a while. One of them, like, you had me and Tremaine, and like oh, shit, okay. Kind of sound a little bit like, I want to say, like, it had that little, like, heavy clap in the disco, but a little progressive.
Yeah, you switch it up a lot from, like the house and then, like, the different type. I don't even know what genre is, but it went to, like, harder.
It's like tribal house, techno.
Dopeness all around. The possibilities are endless.
Yeah, I was digging it. I was going to ask for a mix for my show. Cool.
Yeah, this is Rachel Depp. Rachel Depp, this is Rez.
Hey, nice to meet you. How are you doing?
And Rachel Depp does one Indie Nation podcast, right?
Right. Yeah. So I play DJ mixes on there, and then also I will do my own playlist.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah, I'll totally do it.
Dope, man.
Just let me know when.
Yeah. No and worries. For the people that are still like, it's still early, and they're just tuning in. Rest is spinning tonight, and that is at.
It's in East Los Angeles. Hold on, let me
see. East Los.
Let me give you guys East the address. LA. The address will be. Just remember, respect the house. We're just there to have a good time.
Yeah. It's a house party.
It's a little Shop of Horrors house party event.
Oh, nice. Oh. That's awesome.
And it's located at 2626 East 1st Street, Los Angeles.
Dope, dope. Actually, one of our friends, Tasha Mags, I think she's, I don't know if she's, because it's a combination of, like, deep music and acting performance, too?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, dope. Yeah, yeah, Tasha Mags. She performed at the Rhythm and Us before. She's got her shit together.
What was it, a Puff Puff Pass?
Wait,
yeah,
what? I think that was one of
them. Yeah, it was her song. It was like a house song, and it said Puff Puff Pass. We have like the video somewhere around there.
Somewhere.
We document everything, right?
You guys are good at documenting things.
Rez. So where does the name come from? How did this start, or where did you
Rez, it's an old school video game I used to play for the Dreamcast.
Hey, Rez, act like we didn't ask you this question on the phone.
I know. But it was long overdue, though, to have Rez on the show.
Live in the studio, KLPR, Studio
11. You know, on the phone, it was hard to hear you guys. I was like, what?
So was it a delay, or was it like choppy?
It was choppy.
It was choppy.
Interesting. Yeah.
Now I hear you guys, and I wish I don't.
So, Rez, that was like that, is that the black hair, like the black blocky hair there, the 2D platform game, or am I confusing with the shooter game?
It was a 3D game.
Yeah, it's like a 3D.
It's like a first-person shooter.
Oh, okay, it's that game. Okay, yeah. So if I'm missing, there's and two different
you,
ones. Okay.
As you keep progressing, like every time you shoot and beat an enemy, it makes a beat. So I was like, "Fuck beats."
Also, the only that was like a peripheral for the PlayStation 2 that only was used on Rez. It's like you hook it to yourself or something. Like, you know, the controller vibrates, and then it also is like a little thing you can clip on, and it's like a vibrating type of deal.
Wait,
as well.
You clip it onto what, and it vibrates?
Yeah.
Okay.
It reminded me when I first played it. It reminded me of the Lawnmower Man. You guys ever seen that movie?
Yeah, like how he's traveling through the little.
Exactly.
Oh, that old school movie.
Yeah. Same shit that like Max Headroom would be like floating in, but the Lawnmower Man or Rez, they like travel through it, little geometric shapes and.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, dopeness though.
I really like that movie though, because it had to do with like reading and like with the knowledge he like grew. But then towards the end, it was just like. It was too much knowledge, I guess, for him. Or
what? I didn't want to learn this much, man.
He died or blew up.
Wait,
can't
the Lawnmower Man?
Yeah.
Wait, when did this come out?
A movie in 92, 93?
Dude, I was one. Okay.
What? Yeah, so,
whoa.
That's why I don't reckon it.
But just the title alone, you're interested, sort of, right?
No, actually.
No?
No.
That's a dope ass name.
The Lawn
for...
was not one of my fondest memories of childhood, so, yeah.
Nah,
it sounds interesting.
Later on in the night, we gotta look up the fucking. I'm curious because I haven't fucking heard about this shit since it came out. So when he said Lawnmower Man, I knew exactly what he's talking about because the guy was like, that was the thing. Like back then, that was like graphically enhanced. This is before computer type of shit sort of was the main thing. So when you see like, do you know who Max Headroom is?
Name sounds familiar.
Max Headroom was like a fucking character, sort of like the Gorillaz. It was a comedian or an actor that was like doing like writing all the material, but he was a digital character.
Yeah.
And then he would always appear in this like gridded cubic thing, and he's talking. He has his glasses. He looks like fucking Karl Lagerfeld, the blonde slick hair, and he like talks, but he's like a all computers, no actual person. And the Lawnmower Man sort of had that same type of deal, but. Movement, not just like a still static image, but that was only like part of the movie, right? It wasn't like the whole movie.
Yeah,
I was just like,
movie. But you know what? I think about it like all that technology that they were talking about in the movie, which is like what almost 20 years ago.
Oh, over 20 years ago,
but now that's just real.
25.
I mean, now you got the PS4 VR, which is kind of the same.
So I still don't get that shit. There's no controller. It's just your movement.
No,
right?
No. Some have controllers. I was at a VR arcade thing last Friday. Yeah, they had like little controllers. I don't know if it's quite there.
That sounds
yet.
Dope, but people could fuck up the equipment.
But I mean, E3, I got a free pass and I.
Whoa,
went.
Hold on. What? Oh,
hold
fuck you.
Jealous.
Yeah, dude.
I'm very
sick.
Jealous.
I gotta say, being a DJ has brought me, has opened so many doors, man. It's ridiculous.
Dope.
And met a lot of great people.
Oh, neat.
But they had a, they had one of those fucking, you know, just like the lawnmower, man.
Yeah, oh, the air yeah, tube shit.
Where you actually do, like, kind of like fly and do stuff like that.
Oh, dude, that's neat. That's yes. Very neat.
Pretty sick.
Where the fuck did video games go, though? Like, I remember E3 used to be the craziest shit, like motion, like, this is also before your time, probably, Leo, when they got rid of the...
Power glove?
No. The controller was all... It wasn't the four-way D-pad. Mm-hmm. It's like a little motion heat sensor type of thing.
Oh, what the
and
heck?
And then they had one of those that it was like a mat you would stand on, so you could play like Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter, like you throwing punches, and that was like the most amazing shit, or Virtual Boy, like, you know what I mean?
All these ideas were, it was like, it's the companies trying to innovate, do something new.
But where the fuck are they going now? Well, like, it seems like the graphics, for the most part, can't get, they can get more texture, they can get everything, but they've sort of reached the pinnacle of realism.
Because the idea, the serve industry has shifted away from the, let's try to innovate, let's try to change the experience, to we have something that works, to let's try to push the games, make the games better, games. And Nintendo is really the only one who's still doing the, hey, well, let's see if this works, let's see if that works, you know.
Shout out to the olive oil orgy in the living room.
Yeah, so I think that's what it is. But yeah, it was back in the day, like you know, in the early days of the cell phone. It's like when you have that new sort of technology, all these different industries are just throwing stuff at the wall and see what sticks. And eventually, you know, things die out, there are mergers, and that innovation, the drive for innovation is really no longer there, except for a few key areas, and that's what we have right there, cell phones. Like, majority of them look the same, and you very, very incremental changes, they have exponential changes. I think that's where we're at with the server video game industry, until there's some sort of catalyst that sort of pushes things into another direction.
16 to 32-bit era of gaming, I think that's where the most...
You know, Japan has some amazing technology on cell phones that we don't have over here.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
They had video way before us.
Why do you think that's actually the case? Like,
fucking greedy. They don't want to give the good stuff to us. They got, like, I heard they have flip phones that flip and turn it to like a screen. It's...
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
That's pretty... I only see that, like, on cartoons. Yeah, that's pretty neat.
The things that are... I'm waiting when flying cars start happening, that's when I know this shit is really, like... Like, the fucking fantasy has become the reality. That's when I officially know I'm old as fuck.
Flying cars require so much regulation. That's a... Cool. Like... No.
but now maybe not for when it's actually like fucking Fifth Element, where this is like the flow of traffic, but just when a motherfucker can just develop a flying car and actually move around, that's enough to once that ball starts rolling, like motherfuckers are really flying to space right now.
Well,
like, you know what I mean? I'm not looking at you, but I'm looking at you.
Not really. Not yet.
But all this shit is sort of getting like the fly and then come back is the sort of, hey.
Yeah, well, that's been slightly normalized, yeah, but we're still, like, a long way. Like, the flying car thing, that needs, like, a whole different... Actually, we got way off topic from fucking rest, yeah.
This is getting too close to home, get the pressure off me!
I'm on to video games and technology, you know.
No, but, like, I'm always...
Hey, where's Andre? Let's get the DR in here. This motherfucker's always talking about the Switch. This is the perfect time. He's in there showing his new jacket and shit.
Oh, is he?
Maybe they haven't even came. I forgot.
Haven't seen it?
No, but let's go back to this interview. I just didn't want to be rude, because I'm always, like, cutting conversations, but... Leo's always right. Let's get to this interview. You've been DJing quite a while, long time.
About 7 years now.
7 years now. What got you into it?
It's a crazy story, because I used to play guitar for a band since I was 14. I'm 36 now.
Okay.
One time after practice, I had, you know, we're taking out our equipment. I'm taking out my guitars, and I don't know where this white van pulls down and, like, you know, puts his gun in my fucking face.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Yeah, and
you had it better than I, because like when the white man, it was the crazy white man back in the days.
You want to buy a speaker?
No, they were like, hey, you want to buy a speaker? You know, we had these three last ones. So I thought you were going that way, Russ, but no. I'm sorry. Like, you had it worse.
Yeah, I got stolen from my best guitars.
Oh, fuck. They took everything. I mean,
it was pretty devastating, you know, like, fuck, you know, like, those are my babies. And this one week, next week, my old job got sued, and they gave me a settlement money. I was like, all right, cool, $1,500. And then I just bought DJ equipment for some reason, and I just thought my rock star career was done, I guess. I guess the universe told me, like, that's it. You ain't gonna do shit if you keep playing with that.
When you were, like, when you were actually playing, did you ever want to, like, mix or DJ, or was that never even a thought?
No, never a thought. I mean, me and my brother used to grab our old 2 tape player, like, mode, and pretend we were radio DJs.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Oh, like, here, it's coming live, here's your song, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, that's what started my DJ career.
What type of setup did you buy? Like, Pioneer
CDJs.
Oh, you went straight for the gusto.
800 MK2s, yeah.
Damn, yeah. That's good.
Like, whenever 15G. I buy equipment, it has to be, like, best. Like, I can't just go with the weakest.
Like your woman?
Yeah.
They got it.
Like.
Wow. I don't think he buys his woman, though, right?
For
the record.
They gotta have...
yeah, just make that...
they gotta have the best output.
What do you mean? I'm not a chauvinist.
Yeah, so wait, where was this, where are these cats roll upon you, with the white van? What part of the city? No, this is L.A. or?
Pico Rivera. Oh. Everybody, watch out.
Oh, big shout out to Pico Rivera. Oh, dude, like, I used to live, fucking right there off of the 90 fucking highway, right by where the old Walmart was out at. I think it's back.
Shout out to the people that are listening and know where the fuck he's talking about.
Exactly. Yeah,
to the people that don't know, you're not alone.
The Ethiopians are on MapQuest right now.
No, but that area is hot, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's freaking random, right? Pretty random.
Pretty random. Very random.
So once you got that first set, where'd you go through from there? Like, how'd you go to from, like, you know, dicking around your house, whatever, to
backyards, little private events, parties, like tonight's, just anything.
Did you start from the same sort of type of music that you were playing tonight?
Yeah, always.
At baptism, you're playing this type of stuff at baptism.
No, baptism.
Oh, okay.
they just gave me a Barney CD and they just told me to play. You know, I just press play.
I love you. You love me.
Yeah, it was pretty easy money, but yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty easy money. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. And right now, it's you're working with EMX. Are you still working together? You guys?
I'm part of my main team is Clubhouse Events.
That's right. Yeah.
Clubhouse Events.
And I do projects with EMX. And I try to work with a lot of people. I do also work with Polar Nights.
Okay, cool.
So
that's the best way to do it. You know what I mean? Because you can't just be.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah. You know, you have to. That's one thing I remember that, back in the days, that people were on that. Oh well, I don't get along with this person or this party. Well, you know, you shouldn't be kicking it with, you know, this and that. Unless it's a close friend or a close, like crew. But now I think, especially nowadays how it is, it's not only you got to know somebody to...
Just lift the needle on a turntable.
Of course you got to know people, you know, to get, you know, like, get connections and everything. But now I think it's more like about networking. It's about networking. It is definitely going, and it is at followers. It really sucks, you know what I mean? Because I have people on, and I'm not hating, you know, for the new people I'm making connections on Instagram, but it's very sad that some of those people didn't fuck with me when I was like, I had like 600 followers. You know what I mean? Now I'm a little bit over 2,000, and it's different because now people are...
Congrats.
Are you talking about your page?
Humble brag.
Are you talking about your page or your bank account?
Are you promoting on your own
show? It's at Ray Funk. No, the page. So, no, but what I'm saying, like... You
I
know,
got like 450.
But it's good.
That EP, man.
But, But unless you go that route, other than that, is making friends on the real. Because people are missing out on making real friends. Yeah. They are like only like online, and you know what I mean. And so you're open, you know, to different outlets.
I mean, the thing is, like, people just wanted like, oh, can I just have it? No, you got to go out there and look for it, man. Like, you know.
Exactly.
It took a while. Like, I've been in this journey for a while, and it's. I tried getting out. No, it was like, fuck, I gotta go back.
Because it's earned. It's not given.
Yeah, it's. I love music, dude. Been writing music all my life.
Oh, nice. Yeah. What type of stuff do you have? What type of stuff do you write?
Started with alternative. Well, I was in a punk band when I was a kid, but then I started writing my own songs. It's like alternative '90s rock. Mm-hmm. And then I got to the DJ thing, and I started producing more like loungy, chill house.
Awesome.
Oh, nice.
Shout out to me and Ray having the same fucking text notification, so I know if it's his or mine. Is that
you? I got to change the fucking, the sounds.
Go shout out to the default settings.
Yeah, what's up? What type of music then, like outside of, you know, your writing or what you play, typically at your events, you know, what type of music does, as Rain Choice said, what type of music would you guys kick it to? Would you kick it to then? You know, if you're doing Taylor Swift on the drive up here, or maybe you're listening to, you know, he's shaking his head like, Taylor Swift, nah, man. I'm a Katy Perry fan. What are you talking about?
Big shout out to like on a normal day, you know, I kind of don't listen to music, dude. Like,
no, interesting. It sounds like Prince.
But sometimes I just
that happens with me too. Like,
wow, yeah. That's weird coming from you guys, because you guys are into music. You know, I mean, you DJ, you make music, you love music, you promote music, you have right. a show based on music, but you know, you guys don't.
Maybe that's why.
Not every day.
But I always listen to my own tracks, like. Daily, and then my own mixes, so like I could like, you know, perfect them when I'm doing it live, or my originals, so I could perfect it later on and change like other things that I hear in my head at the moment, you know.
That's good.
Hey, question for you: how do you discover? How do you guys discover new material then to add to your mixes?
YouTube. That's a gem.
Right, so yeah, it, you know what, if there's a trade secret, don't give it away, but is it YouTube?
No, it is, yeah, YouTube. It's okay. Spotify. A lot of times Spotify. I'll go to SoundCloud and I'll kind of peep whoever I'm digging, like what they're listening to, like who they follow, and then I might kind of like jump to their followers.
Oh, nice, cool. Now I know.
Yeah, I usually listen for cowbell. If it doesn't have cowbell, it's not gonna be a hit.
Russ, what's been your biggest challenge throughout your career as DJing? When it comes to just in general, it could be music producing, and dealing with people.
Competition. Biggest challenge is competition. A lot of people out there, like, you know, they're not like helping each other out. Instead of like they're. Like you said, they're like hating other teams and like, oh, what the fuck, I don't like that person. I mean, I know drama was always going to happen, but if...
That's true, yeah.
If we all like do... We're all reaching for the same goal, but just to a lot of people have like ego and heart. And, you know?
Are those upside down testicles?
one of my last questions, you know, before, you know, you take off is... lately, I've been seeing a lot, something that I didn't see back in the 90s, you know what I mean? I think my era was, I'm still active, you know, we're doing events, you know, with the crew and everything, but I would say my time that I was out there in my beginning career, short career of DJing, I've never heard of...
I like
of
how you speak in past tense.
No, I've never heard of a pay-for-play. That is going on a lot, you know what I mean? And that's not... not directed to anybody, you know, promoters that I know in Hollywood. Yeah. They know I talked to them before, but I've been hearing that stuff, and I do not understand why does a DJ need to play for play. But that's the second question. But the first question is, what do you think about that?
I hate it. It's the worst thing that could ever happen in the scene.
How does that happen? I mean, how does that work? I've never worked that. I'm not saying.
It's basically just
quick question. Can you describe what is? You said pay for play for play.
Yeah, or? They give you a certain amount of tickets. You got to sell, mm-hmm. And if you don't sell, like, you don't play.
I see. Okay, so continue. Just
so it's basically just promoters just getting rich off, you know, like upcoming artists and just, and you know, if you want to play like an Avalon, of course people are gonna be like, fuck, you know, like
it's scary because
I want to play there, you know.
I used to party like hardcore back in the late '90s, late '90s when it used to be called the Palace, early 2000s when it was Avalon, and yeah. You need to bring people there. You do. Now I understand the promoters, but you don't.
Hey DR, walk across the screen so they can see your jacket.
Come on, yeah.
Let them see your taco too.
Thank you, baby.
Are you an international DJ, or you just mainly play in the Southland? Or?
Right now, just SoCal, NorCal, sometimes. Thank you, sir. Not yet, not international.
Let's go in there, though. It's officially cracking. One more.
Oh yeah, here we go.
Yeah, I got another one.
I mean, I play like huge events, you know, like, but
it's going there, though. You know what I mean?
Really care. I would love to go play like in Japan or something. Oh.
Well, if you thought about it, man, it's in the process, and I believe strongly in the law of attraction. You know what I mean? It all is. It is that you stay focused on it. You do have to put some work, you know, in what you're doing. You know what I mean? I can see you doing it. You know what I mean? You can see, you know, you love this.
Thank you.
You know, you love this. I see you online all the time, you know, working, promoting your stuff. I see you a lot promoting and helping your partners, you know, our friends on EMX.
That's the thing. House. Like, I help everybody out, but, like, I mean, I'm not going to tell them, but I mean, I see that some of them don't, you know.
It's officially cracking.
It's easy. Just, you got to like, share, you know, promote your friends, just like they promote you.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I do on my show. I promote DJs.
Yeah.
So.
And that's right. I love you. There you go. And, but, so, like, you know, there is an understanding that, you know, I mean, if you want to play at big locations, you know, it's a given. Like, I talked many times about this on the show about, like, you know, should a DJ promote or should a DJ just show up and
you know, I do believe that a DJ should promote, like,
help,
you know,
out, right?
Why not? Like, I'll tell my friends, like, hey friends, you know, I'm playing right here, like, come down. But
and it's
kind of, don't like spam the shit out of your friends, you know, like
I have a perfect question though for you. I know like, you know, you're about to take out to the, and I have actually the information
here. Islos.
Islos, and that is
Rez live tonight.
And that is little Shop of Horrors House Party, Respect the House. Location, that's 2626 East 1st Street, Los Angeles, California. Man, there's gonna be food, music. Of course, it's going to be fucking a lot of fun.
Said food.
Yeah.
Seymour. Feed me.
So, oh shit. Feel free to bring any drinks. So they can bring drinks inside the
BYOB.
Shout out to Rick Moranis.
There's Rez going to be performing there tonight. So
shout out to Beatriz for
Tasha Max. Yeah, man. So, hey, well, we got him in the house. Okay, come on in. Yeah, give me Cherry. Yeah. So, that's yours. There we go. So, what advice would you give the DJs that are getting the pay for play? You know,
don't do it, man.
Don't do it. I mean, you're more out there in the field.
I say,
you know?
Don't do it if you just started, because I mean, yeah, you'll play big events, but I know how it is. Some tickets, like, people see it like, oh god, you just paid to play. You know, like, basically.
Shout out to Ice Cube with his hip hop classic, No Vaseline.
Wait, what?
I say go to shows, network, meet friends, tell them you're a DJ, and then just keep going, and then eventually you'll get booked without you know, paying. Don't expect the best spot, you know, like set time. And I mean, I played for nobody one time because I opened. And I was like, fuck, am I playing just for my barrier?
I'll play for some beer.
But yeah, you know, you gotta start somewhere. So
yeah,
don't get discouraged.
Don't expect a lot of people right away, right? I mean, nowadays you need to promote. You need to mixes is good. You know what I mean? Unluckily, like now, like it's not like back in the days with CDs. Like, you know what I mean? You bought a CD, you're like, I got that CD. Now it's like, oh, I already got that MP3. Which is kind of like, I don't know, is it affecting the market?
Of course.
What do you mean by that?
Absolutely.
Well, yes. Oh, you got your
absolutely.
The market is saturated.
I used to go check on the revenue that the music. Oh, it's not on yet. You can't hear me.
No, okay, I got you.
That the music industry makes every year, and their profits have been going down.
Okay, dude, he can hear
it. I like how the DR continues to talk and leans his afro forward for Ray to put the headphones on.
Yeah, I'm telling the listeners what's happening, so they'll get
it. Okay. Oh, yeah, you're not on camera. It's actually, we got you. That's all you do this shit.
So y'all can hear me?
Yes.
So, it's definitely affecting the market. Since now you don't buy albums, people don't have to buy albums anymore. They just buy per song, or they just go on YouTube and listen to the song. So you get money, the record labels get money from the advertisement on YouTube for the amount of hits that their songs get.
Now they get paid for streams.
It's nowhere near the same.
So are you saying that because more people have a certain song because they could just buy the songs, they buy in the whole album, you're more it's more like oh, you know, the other DJ plays the same tune because, you know, everyone sort of has access to the same stuff.
When he asked if it was affecting the market, did he mean like DJs in particular or record label, the music industry?
Well, just in general.
Yeah.
I mean, because if
it's affecting Metallica.
If the artist is not making money, you know what I mean? It's affecting them, you know.
So what were you asking? You were asking about.
So the DJs? Yeah. So I was wondering, like, what do you mean by market, as in like versus like CDs versus like CDs? Yeah, I was kind of confused.
But
what you were talking
it
about.
Also affects the way the music is made, because if we know that only three songs are going to be a hit, we got to try to make the whole fucking album hits, and then you don't actually have a cohesive body of work. We're just making a string of hits, and then that's what, like, when people don't have to buy a record to get a single, or the single industry before digital, the physical single industry just fucking went out. But
I'm gonna be the dick, dude.
What?
We gotta rest. Gotta you know, gotta go.
Oh man, but, one more time.
I do, man. Thanks.
We got a lot of questions.
Yeah, Trey's already got the soundboard going over there now.
Tasha's gonna kill me.
Well, what Trey said about them having to make every song.
Hold on,
we gotta let us go. Okay, we can continue this afterwards.
That's the wrong one. Rez, thank you so much for coming down today to the show, man.
Rez, catch him live tonight in East Los at the Little Shop of Horrors.
And horrors, not
horrors. Also, catch me live Saturday, June 3rd at Pancakes and Booze.
Pancakes and booze.
Oh, wait, yeah, wait.
I go on at 12 a.m. So.
I'm there.
Pancakes and booze. You can catch Rez in Phase 1.
What time was that again?
Pancakes.
What time?
It starts at 9, I think.
What day?
Saturday, June 3rd.
Why does my pancake have a hole in it?
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, thank you for coming down, man. We'll be back. You guys know how quick?
Real quick.
Oh, before you leave, though. I'm sorry. We gotta get
drops with us. Hey, can you do a few drops for us, Rez?
Yeah, like example, you're listening to Activate LA Radio, or this is
You were just doing the example.
Yeah.
But you get the idea. Rez has been doing this shit for a while.
You're gonna be like, yo, this is Rez. No, you're listening to Activate LA Radio shows. One, two, let me cut the rest.
He's gonna give you a countdown.
5, 6, 7, 8. Yo, what's up?
Oh, he fucked up and cut your mic off too.
Yo, what's up? This is Rez from Los Angeles, and you're listening to Activate LA, motherfucker. Yo, this is Rez. You're listening to Activate LA. Keep listening. Aight.
All right, there we go. Tremaine?
That was Rez on Drops with us.
Yeah, cool, yeah. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for coming. Awesome. And up next, we have our friend Rachel Depp from Indie Nation 1. One Indie Nation.
You're doing so well, too.
I was trying, man. And our friend.
Almost had it until I didn't.
We'll be back real quick. Oh, yeah. That's right. We're back. We are back. That's right.
It's a channel new for, like, how long?
Oh, here we go, man.
And we're back with another special guest.
Yeah, we got... I'm in the house. How you doing? Yeah.
M.
Not
I am.
I'm M.
My name. And Ray's own two.
No, Ray.
Yeah, sorry. M, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Pretty
good. Like,
you got the mic?
Yeah, it's like very different experience. I'm having it.
Yeah.
By the way, guys, I'm high, okay?
Also, the mics are off.
Don't give them all your secrets first.
I thought that was her name.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said that.
No, you're good.
Right? That's why I said
it's okay, man. You're in a room with people who accept you as you are, bro.
Oh, thank you.
Take the trust fall, man.
Yeah, thank you. So you've been
Is the mic on?
Is the mic on? I'm gonna miss it. Let me.
It's wiggle it a bit. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Yeah, no, be careful of those trust falls.
There it is, there it is.
I was in a group who dropped by, we dropped my camp counselor in the trust fall.
That's my voice.
Yeah. So pissed. Felt really bad, but it was hilarious.
You didn't even catch my head, man.
Yeah. So, so how was your drive over here?
Pretty good, you know.
Pretty good.
A little tiring at first, okay.
Tiring at first, but you're good, yeah.
Em has been up all night.
All night long.
Bedtime? What the fuck is that?
But not too often, but it's been a long time for me, so I enjoy my time. So it was good.
Yeah. Em enjoys her time.
Yeah, that's good, man. So what's up, Leo? You with
who is this person on the couch named Aim?
Aim.
Shout out to Leo. Fucking up his way.
I don't think my mic is fine. How do you spell that?
I am. But I, you know, though, it's usually on my ID it's the I am, but I call like I put I am M, so you call Im. Mm.
Oh, that's probably easier.
So
yeah,
you can't fuck it up, but somehow you still figured a way to do it.
Yes.
Yeah, because I was thinking like American, like instant messaging, like AIM, but that is totally AIM. Not okay. Oh, what it is? AIM. It's I'm okay.
Yeah, I guess you've got mail. It's kind of hard to pronounce it, but it's just like EMM is better. I don't know.
M
is the same. M, I am.
Well, who are you?
What do you do?
Yes. What do you do?
Tell us a little bit about you.
I don't want to say that.
Vatican in particular wants to know.
So I have to introduce myself.
Yeah,
here?
Yeah. Like, what do you do?
Or you could just make shit up. That's fine.
You guys want to hear about my life story?
Yeah. Go for it.
It's not going to be enough to finish it up.
Then we'll go to your love story and everything.
No. I
should
have to go,
too. Okay, but you go first.
I go first?
Yeah, because it goes like...
No, I don't want to...
From my right to my left.
I don't know you gave, man.
So tell me... Okay.
Em has been smoking that good shit.
What do you do? Who do you do?
You're into fashion design, right? And that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Fashion.
So I was on the fashion business for like more than 10 years.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, just heading to more like after like 10 years. So not all my life, but there after I come to United States, I came here when I was like 21.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. I've been here for like 18 years.
How old
years
are you?
Now.
Like 22?
Do that.
You look so young.
Wow. You look amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
38? Yeah, she looks like
10
young.
39, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, 39 is the new sexy. You know, we set her here first.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you're just now joining us on Getting at M.
That yellow don't crack. Is that
Yeah. So we got you into the fashion and all that stuff. What inspired you?
Like, actually, the fashion to me wasn't that, like, the fire me, but what actually fired me is, like, freedom for my life.
Oh.
Hmm.
That's deep.
That's deep. You like fashion, Rachel?
Yeah, I actually do, like, hair and makeup also.
Yeah, so it's part of fashion.
Part of fashion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, like... What do you think about fashion, makeup, and the whole thing? I know that was
Ray. I'll ask you a question, but I'm starting to get a feeling you don't know what the fuck to talk about.
Thank you, Ray. Yeah. Actually, because I
Leo has more.
So substance. What type of because you say it's from the freedom.
Yeah, you say it's 3 o'clock. How you feel about that, guys?
Yeah, so like we're. Is it because I don't mean you say fashion as in you were designing clothes?
No, I mean, actually, my life focus is not fashion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm focusing on more freedom of my life.
Mm. What do you mean by that?
I guess I, you know, living this far, having extra experience because I just bankrupt last week. So, like, it's been for it's heading 1 month from now on. Whoa. So, I'm resetting everything back again.
It's
and also
start.
Doing secondary as well because a lot of things going on in my life. I realizing that later on is what was really important for me to live on this earth. Mm. So
basically realigning realigning.
You know, priorities. How do you approach that on a day-to-day basis?
Just to live as I can, you know? Like every day, just enjoy, you know? Trying to be enjoy myself and then doing some like self-development. Like, you know, like you're talking, like actually your conscious mind and subconscious mind. And I'm trying to memorize my subconscious mind more deeper and harder. So it can automatically apply to my life because I believe that law of attraction, you know, law of attraction as well.
Yeah. The law of attraction.
Well, and you're living the law of attraction actually right now. I don't know if you guys saw that post that I posted of an old, like I did a Photoshop, like a banner. And it was me standing like with some headphones right here. TV screen back there and a mixer. I never thought I had a mixer like this. It's very similar. And I looked at it, I think it was like a week ago or 2 weeks ago, and I'm like, oh shit.
You already had the vision.
Yeah. So oh, nice. So you're living part of what was my thoughts. So what you have going on, it's coming. Sometimes it takes a long time.
Thank you.
And it hurts because it doesn't come right away, Rachel. You know,
you're ready. No, I believe in you, but it'll. Sometimes you just come, you have to like hit rock bottom to like start up again. And there's like the guy from Apple, like he failed. Yeah. Sorry.
It could have been Wozniak.
You know, he failed and like so many times, and a lot of entrepreneurs, they keep failing and keep failing. We just kind of keep going, never quit.
Right. It's like Einstein failed like 1,000 times to, you know, develop the iPhone.
That's true.
So it's so like you find that the one person is a true and happy favorite, you stick on it, but you just change it, the motivation or behavior or something, like, you know, people, you know, change things. It's like he knows that direction is going to be worse, so he focused on the one spot and then changed it to many different methods. I guess it's 1,000 times different. That's what you match in the end.
Yeah. So like Rachel said, you know, right now, you know, it's just you going through this, but it's, you got to go through your downs, your lows, you know.
Is there a way to get that motivation without hitting rock bottom? That would be. Rez is giving me that look like, nah, you gotta go through it.
I think it gives you the balance, hard right? Knocks. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because imagine everything's cool and dandy the whole time, you know what I mean? And you don't suffer, you know? You gotta like kind of like get like a little reality check and just, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like.
I appreciate your positive attitude through the whole thing still. And I feel your strength. Your strength.
So. Oh, thank you for encouragement.
Exactly. You need it. Inspiring. And you definitely need it. You know what I mean? Because you could pull, believe me, you could persevere.
Yeah.
It could be done.
And I'm excited for it because, like, I just.
Put the microphone closer. Yeah. There we go.
Sorry.
It's not good.
You know, we normally slap people that don't put the microphone. They're our friends, so we won't throw okay. Nobody wants to slap you here. Yeah. Unless you're into that type
unless
of stuff.
Unless you like that stuff, right?
Wow. I keep going. Train. Wow.
Anyways.
We'll
slap
you. I forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah, exactly. Me too.
I had a question.
Something about heart.
Is that weak, man?
Threatened domestic violence usually makes me forget my train of thought as well.
Before or after?
Yeah, you know what? Maybe I was wrong.
We were talking about meditation and how that helps. Yes.
Different. Okay. No, meditation definitely helps. Like, things, it helps with patience and also retouch with your, you know, self, like your soul.
Center yourself.
Rachel, were you saying something?
No.
Meditation, basic meditation.
Okay, so I was going to question like meditation, like Tai Chi specifically, or is there a specific version? Because I definitely had a lot of friends who did Tai Chi. I think we have people on the show who do meditation, specifically Tai Chi, and they said that before they didn't believe the hype, but when they just did it, like even like 15 minutes once a day, they said it just change them in certain aspects. I was like, wow, it's very, very powerful. So do you sort of, I don't know how often you started the practice, but do you feel like it gives you sort of patience or calming, or?
It's like knowing who I am better. It helped me to knowing who I am, you know, understanding, I'm trying to see myself, like, you know, because like I'm trying to see myself, like why I'm born to here.
It's like the purpose of life, kind of.
Yeah, it's powerful.
A lot of people spend life looking out and, you know, focusing on the external, but never too much on the internal. So it's always good to, you know, get in touch with yourself every now and then, see what's going on. Get an answer for yourself before you give an answer for somebody else.
Yes, because like you know, your time is limited, you know, and then you get to live by it day by daily. So like, you know, you're like, your time is when you focus yourself and you can build yourself to grow bigger. But it you know, that's eternal life, right? Mm-hmm. But eternal life is like you know, it's like money and like fundamental, all the thing, it go in and out. So you cannot attach with that. You know, yeah. You're trying to learn how to detach from it. The meditation helps you to do that. So part of it, you know.
Yeah. So do you think, because you were talking about detachment, right? And that's one of the, like, you know, I'm still learning about Buddhism, you know. I'm going to say like I'm 100 because I'm not. But
oh, this is news to me.
But detachment is good because you let go of things that you might love, you might not like, or you might love, but... You maybe they're hurting you, so yes. Do you think you're attached from this new change?
No.
Mean not attached to the new
to
change.
Me, I see it as an opportunity to grow. It's like new change. You know, all the bad, like they're, you know, like get out from comfort zone.
Rachel.
Sorry. No, exactly. I agree with her. Like you said, getting out of your comfort zone, and. Like I said, there's only one way to go, and that's up.
Yeah, finding yourself. That's the best thing.
So how about the people here have, like, you know, taken the time to get out of their comfort zone? You know, what have you guys done lately?
Out of the comfort zone?
Went from boxes to briefs.
get out of my comfort zone.
Coming here, being here for me was like a big step.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Yeah. Hey, what's so uncomfortable about this?
Well, she didn't know what to expect.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect. I hate being live on cam.
You're doing an awesome job.
Thank you.
Yeah, let me just take a photo of you quick. Continue. Oh, I'm live.
I've been doing labor work myself, so there goes me out of my company.
Oh, yeah.
DR, six in a the working day. Man. Look at my hands. I've been doing things with them.
Labor.
I said, like, labor.
Yeah, just delivering babies. Period, man.
Yeah. No, but it's good to get out of your comfort zone, you know what I mean? Because... what I'm trying to do to get out of my comfort zone is, the only thing that's been helping me is write down stuff. Mm-hmm. Write it down, because I can say, oh well, I'm gonna change, I'm gonna do this and that. I always forget. I wake up next day and I'm like, oh shit, fuck, I'm tired. But I open the book or my notebook and I start reading what I'm supposed to do, and as one of them is do something different.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the affirmations that you're supposed to do, is like write it down and then you just like cross it out as you do it and you'll get things done.
I would just probably take some acid and, you
know.
My homegirl Lisette gave my boy Cat Dragon, Michael Paul, a gummy bear acid last night at Funky Soul, and he thought we were on a roller coaster ride later on.
He's still on the ceiling right
you
now.
Sure you sure wasn't that music?
Shout that out funk? To Lionel Richie's 1982 hit, Dancing on the Ceiling.
Roller coaster.
I might have made that 1982 shit up. I don't know what year it came out, but he was dancing on the ceiling.
Yeah, I'm going to jump into like another crazy subject, and that is... life after death. Death. I'm sorry. Do you guys believe in reincarnation?
Yes.
Yeah. I believe in eternal souls.
Shout out to the Notorious B.I.G. in his 1997 album, Life After Death.
Yeah. I'm gonna say this. Don't turn off the mics. Because go for it.
Shout out to raising his hand before he spoke.
Yeah.
No, don't turn off the mics, because then, you know. So do you guys, should we go?
I was gonna say, man, her energy, man, had me had me feeling melancholy, but also inspired at the same time, man. Because I've, you know, been going through stuff lately, little ups and downs. It's been a crazy year, man. But something about her very delicate energy, man, is very melancholy and inspiring right now. It's really,
I felt the same way.
You don't think? Yeah. As soon as she started talking, it's weird.
Delicate energy.
Do you believe in life after death?
Yes.
Reincarnation. Why is that?
Well, I believe as humans, you have to tap into your soul, which our soul is eternal, is what I believe. Mm-hmm. And fill in. I think your main purpose on life is to self-express your soul. And I believe, believing we're all one. So we're all experiencing this experience together through a different lens. And the only thing we do is be true to ourselves is by being true to yourself and finding your inspiration, dance, music, any way to be express the soul.
Right.
And I believe...
Make soul happy.
Exactly. And I believe that's what we're here for tonight as far as finding platforms. Like now we have to take advantage of the time we're in to be this expressive.
Well, it's... I'll go back to the same thing, man. It's hard. I mean, I don't know the millennials, but... how they kick it, but I don't think the experience, this is what we're doing here is a radio show, but back in our days, it was called Kickback. I think this is a kickback, you know what I mean?
Yeah, this is the kickback.
Sit down.
Except for there are no microphones or cameras.
You know what I mean?
Well, well, listeners.
And they're missing, viewers. And they're missing that, you know, they're yeah. I think they're missing that.
Are they?
They are getting a lot of tail, though.
Because well, are they? Who's getting a lot of tail?
The millennials.
Ah, yeah. Tinder.
Getting laid more than everyone else.
Christian Mingo.
But you mentioned life after death. But before that, one of y'all mentioned reincarnation. So I think one is I guess reincarnation is just one form of life after death. So in my case, I think life after death is possible. Reincarnation, not so much, because the theories I've heard on it, to me, like, what would be the point in coming back if the new you doesn't know that you're the old you? Like, what would be the point of that second chance?
I think Masaki would have been great for that.
Oh, you know, yes, Masaki he would have.
You talking about the
Masaki Miyagawa and the Oregon Pyramids.
Yeah, Masaki had some great
commentary.
Great commentary, insight on that.
Yeah, a lot of it was speculation, though. But yeah, I remember some cool stuff here and there.
That does bring up an excellent question, is if you can't learn from your mistakes, aren't you just doomed to repeat them, though? So what's the point?
There is joy in repetition.
Yeah, what would be the point of... Yeah, so like if you're someone from the past...
Being complacent.
And you don't know that you're you. Like, what would be the point? Let's say you come back one day, and you're not the new Leo. Like, how would he know?
Leo 2.0?
No, actually, you know what? And that's kind of crazy you asked that.
I want to be me again.
Because I kind of think the deja vus might be the ones that kind of remind you. But you know what I mean? Like, I mean, imagine like if you were reminded that you existed and you had a certain life, you wouldn't be able to live this life. So maybe the deja vus.
You'd be constrained. Right? Okay. Interesting.
Right? You know, I mean, if you want to hop on it.
Right. No, I'm just saying, but like, if the point is sort of to elevate you to a different sort of higher form of enlightenment. So, was this two things? If you're just being reincarnated and the whole, like, you're not supposed to be, like, elevated consciousness, then that makes sense that you would forget everything past so you can have that sort of freedom to live your life of your own free will. You're not constrained by your decision made in the past. That makes sense. But if you're trying to, if the whole point of reincarnation is try to elevate your being, your consciousness, sort of, like, not be able to sort of consciously, actively, remember those past, you know, good or bad decisions in your life, that does seem like it will be a hindrance to make the whole process a bit slower. You can't be like, oh yeah, I was a dick back then, I should not be a dick now because that really didn't help me, so let me...
Exactly. If that's, like, I was a dick then, so now I'm going through a situation where you're experiencing... You're on the other end of the stick now.
Mm. You're not a dick. You're
literally,
a prick.
Literally or figuratively, you're on the other end of the stick.
Because imagine, okay, let's say, imagine you're, let's just say, you guys are loving your life right now. Okay?
You like imagine.
It's
we are. Yes. You mean being here on the show? It's fabulous.
Right? But then, what about if your previous life you suffered? And now... there's a way for you to go back to your, like, previous life and you're going to, like, see what you were suffering. Will you, like, that's see yourself you suffer? Let's say, yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
No, but that's good, though. If the current you was having an awesome life and the previous you had a bad life, now you can appreciate.
Well, would you like to go back and see...
I think you would, like, so you could, yeah, make you enjoy it even more.
That hot tub time machine?
I wouldn't like to see myself.
I don't want to see myself suffering.
You know? No.
Don't look at me, puppet. Don't look at me.
Right, big thanks up to Rez for throwing it down again.
Rez.
Oh yeah,
the DJs. One of the DJs is leaving the building.
But you know what I'm saying? Like for him, like, because for example, like to like if in my life, in previous life, I was being bullied and punked, belittled. I don't think I would love.
I don't want to see myself getting a swirly.
But sometimes, like, but nowadays, a lot of people do want to see, like, what they lived, you know, how their previous life was.
Garth, I told you I don't have any milk money today.
To me, it would defeat the point if you didn't know what the previous you did or was up to.
Well, it depends on what the point is.
And if there's any point, you would still need to know what your past life was. It would be
the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results.
That's the whole point. He's insane.
Would you like to like, let's say if somebody said,
I'm definitely curious. I would be curious to see my development or progression or degression.
Depression.
Yeah. Would you like to see yourself?
The past?
Yeah, your past.
No.
No.
I wouldn't either. I'm good. I'm like all about like pushing forward and
just like this thing. What I think of the reincarnation, you know, is choice of the living. If you decided to be born again, maybe God give you a chance to be born again. Mm. But to me, I don't want to be born again. I think I want to just go to spiritual, you know.
And that's what I said, eternal.
That will be my choice for living in this life.
And that's why I said to him, there's a difference between life after death or reincarnation, because reincarnation is just only one form of life after death. Life after death can come in all kind of different forms.
Because remember Miyazaki, I said it right.
Masaki Miyagawa in the Orgon Pyramids.
And I got it wrong on the show with him, but he touched the same subject, and also to what he said, that he talked about if in your previous life you were a certain way, negative,
karma coming. You're creating karma for what are you living.
So if
I might come back as a dingleberry. Yeah.
So if you were like in your past, you did something wrong, you hated, it's not because it's going wrong, it's because that's what you live. So he said something that caught my attention, that he said maybe in the past, if you bullied or bashed on gays, guess what? You're born, you know, gay. I know we had one of our callers called in discreet, and it's cool, you know, I mean, we love the callers that want to call in and chime in. You know?
Call in at 777-424-2423.
And I recall agreeing with the caller on that.
Actually, it's 424-777-2423. The Activate LA Hotline.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, go ahead, Crystal. Or, go ahead. Yeah, Rachel.
No, I was going to say, like,
I see you guys holding the mic. Say it off.
No, I wanted to say, like, please call in. I'm, like, desperate to take a question.
She's desperate to take it.
424-777-2423.
It's not going to be ending here. This is the longest. Yeah, it's like deep project. Yeah. It's subject to talk about.
Hey, she reminds me of a younger Barbara.
No,
shout out to Tariq Nasheed always being in the corner doing the duck face.
Oh, right there. Oh.
That motherfucker's always on the stream.
Yeah, I should have put that in the stream. Yeah, but law of attraction is real. A lot of people don't believe in it.
It is real.
You know, but right now the law of attraction is working, and you know what you're thinking, what I'm thinking. I know what I'm thinking is going to be and come about, right? Because I didn't dream exactly this studio, you know what I mean? But it's they're just like in the pictures, yeah. So
well, it did kind of all start from, like she said, the dirty garage, and that's how we all came through, like kickbacks and.
She knew what's up, yeah.
That was a while ago, and evolved.
And evolved, yeah. Jump.
New house, right?
In the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dirty garage. And speaking of dirty garage, dirty house, and just music in general, Rachel Depp just has a variety on our show. What's up? Tell us a little bit about your show.
One Indie Nation Radio.
That's right.
OneIndieNation.com. Actually.
What do you do? It's a fucking radio show.
That's I asked you the questions twice, you know, yesterday, but let's talk about how you started podcasting, and then we'll go into how you started your
show. So it all started off with MySpace.
Oh, wow.
Way back when, 2005, 2006.
My friend Tom.
No, actually, my friend Ben.
Were you on MySpace? Tom was everybody's friend. Were you on MySpace?
MySpace? No. Oh, yeah, no. Yes, I think so.
I was a Cyworld.
Oh, you were? Yeah, I was Cyworld too.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
How How can you pick, can you be the same word?
Yeah, so about MySpace, Rachel.
I know, but hey, I thought I was going to talk about MySpace.
Yeah, thank you, yeah. Okay,
should I step outside for a cigarette?
Go, Rachel. ADHD over
anyways.
There.
It's her fault.
Shout out to the fidget spinner.
Go ahead.
My friend Bendrix was always noticing that I was posting like independent artists on my Facebook. Oh my God, my MySpace.
Because that was cool because you could post music on your page, right?
Yeah, and I always was posting different songs that he was digging, and he said, you know what, you have really good taste in music and you're finding underground artists. So I would like you to be a part of my podcast, Beneath the Beat, Hip Hop and Electronica. And you would take a part of the electronica part. And be a part of, like, getting the artists and, like, finding out the background and all that stuff. So, I did a couple episodes of the show. Then I realized that it wasn't really... It's kind of hard because he was in New York. I was here. And I said, you know what? I'm not getting paid for this stuff. And he's being a little bit demanding on it.
You're not promoting enough.
Yeah, I mean, I just... I'm like, I'm doing this for free. What the fuck? So...
They do what is quick.
Anyways, mm-hmm. I decided to start another podcast with my friend in San Diego, and we did one show. It's called Cast Slut.
Oh.
He thought by getting, like, the slut part in there to kind of get more viewers.
Yeah.
Because who doesn't like sluts, right?
Smart. Yeah. He's smart.
I wasn't going to listen to it, but slut, I'm sort of interested. Yeah.
Did you show titties or he showed titties?
I was wearing like sexy lingerie in the promo shots.
It's all about the PR.
Yeah. Good call. But we did one show and then he didn't really, he flaked out on them doing other shows. So then I cut it short. And then I had listeners.
What do you mean there's no cocaine?
That were listening to me on both of the shows just say, like, yo, Rachel, when are you going to bring back a podcast?
Damn,
and I said, okay. Cool. I had a following. Wow. And it was, like, really weird to me. I said, you know what? I love doing this. I love sharing music. It's a fun hobby. I said, okay, I'm going to start my own show. And that's when me and my friend kind of came up with the name One Indie Nation. And then that was in 2007, August.
OneIndieNation.com.
So I've been doing it for 10 years.
How do you spell that? What is it? Is it one? Is it?
It's the number one.
Okay.
Indie, I-N-D-I-E.
Ah.
Nation.
Okay. I was like Indie 500 Indie or
Indie. Shout out to Richard Petty.
Cool.
So
okay.
So it's Indie 7 years ago. Or Indie Rock?
10.
Oh. I didn't do math.
What'd you
like
say?
Indie EDM or Indie Rock or Indie...
Well, what I play is a variety of music. It could be anything from hip-hop, house...
Nice.
Indie,
reggae.
Anything like independent. But it, sometimes I'll play soul or
nice.
Pop.
So anyone doing like their own label,
I played
own...
metal. I played... just whatever I want, drum and bass.
Nice.
So keyword being whatever she wants.
Does your show have some type of format, or are you kind of open flowing, or how did you develop your show? Or you...
It's literally, I just get on the mic, and I'm like, yo, it's One Indie Nation, and if I want to talk first, I talk first. If I want to play the mix, and then just talk. Usually I just kind of introduce the show, then play the mix. And then talk at the end. And at the end, I'll talk about apps that I'm using, like technology.
Okay.
I talk about my life a little bit, like what's going on. Am I dating anybody? So people have been following along. And then what else do I talk about? Sometimes the current events.
Okay.
Like what's going on in the news. Or
like Manchester.
I haven't done a show. So, I mean, I could talk about that. But, I mean, I talked about the election. I talked
about... Yeah, I saw
that. The... what else did I talk about? Just anything.
So anything current and going around.
Yeah. Okay. Or sometimes... One time I interviewed... I've done a couple interviews. Not too many. Because I just interview... I do my show out of my own place. And I don't really have, like, a studio set up.
You can tell we're pretty free format here. Do you have a...
free ball. You should link her...
Yeah.
Link me.
Once I do the editing and all that.
Anyways, So I'm pretty much open. I have my own app.
Your own app?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
The One Indie Nation app. It's on iTunes.
Nice.
And
nice.
You can listen to that. I used to have the Android app, but they took me off.
Fuck.
Oh, wait, why? Yeah. Wait, what's up with them? What the hell is Android's problem?
They just cut you out.
Haters.
Because, haters. I don't know if it's because of the music, because I don't have copyright, because I play a lot
of
mixes.
Oh, yeah, that can make sense.
And,
yeah, especially because you offer a independent voice, free from record label and business imperatives. See, the man's trying to shut you down. That's why.
Yeah.
Shout out to On the Spot Promo Leo.
Verbatim.
Thank you for checking out my site. Thank you.
Leo, you got those special drinks. I see one of them. Is that you?
That's a nice Fuji-san cola.
Yeah, it's cola, but it's like semen colored.
No. Mount semen colored. It's actually the color of a nice Nigori sake.
Do you have an extra one?
I just got one for me.
But like,
none for you fucks.
Dirty jokes usually make him uncomfortable.
Well, like Rez was saying, is that DJing opens up doors for him, and podcasting and being a blogger has opened up doors for me. Like, I've got to travel the world.
Dope.
I got to go to Paris and Amsterdam.
Nice.
And I also got to go to Toronto and just all over the U.S. with my show. And
One Indie Nation.
A long journey. A lot of times I wanted to quit. I said, what am I doing?
I'm going to
hair school, and I'm trying to do a show and trying to promote it. I'm doing it by myself. It's a lot of work, editing and finding.
There's a lot of.
But it looks very high quality.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Thank you. I actually haven't updated it since like March. 2009.
Oh, the site itself.
Yeah, the site.
Oh, it doesn't look like it's from 2009, though.
OneIndieNation.com.
Thank you so much.
Actually, you talked about the Nintendo Switch. I'm sorry, Chris. You're going to say something before.
No, go ahead. That's what I'm looking at.
Okay, you talk about
Nintendo Switch, and you got his hair stand up.
you were talking about the.
I played one, and I thought it was all right.
All right.
Nothing groundbreaking.
I got a little bored with the Zelda thing, but maybe it was too.
This is fighting worse for some people.
Now bored, like you got to move. Like you are you like?
I'm a horrible gamer. So, like,
but what do you, the games that you do like? What is like they're not Zelda type games,
or do you like games?
Like I'll play little games on my phone, but like nothing too crazy.
Yeah, she's not what the modern market serve.
I can't move the buttons right. So I'm like,
you push the buttons, but okay, I understand push now. Move the joystick.
I'm not good with joysticks.
Okay,
that just takes practice.
I don't think there's that many girls on.
Wow.
I mean, but a lot of girls.
I can't
yeah,
move
a little too much.
Sorry,
that's what he said. I guess.
Shout out to third grade ADD.
And so you also do. So it's In between your episodes, because it seems like it's like once every like I don't know.
It's once every while because it's whenever I want to do it. Whenever I've been waiting for a couple of mixes from different people who have kind of been flaking. I'm not going to mention names, but
wink, wink.
Hey guy, you're fucking up.
If you'd like to submit a podcast or a mix to me or a track. Go ahead and send it to oneindienation@gmail.com, and I will review it and let you know if I play it on the show.
Hey, guys, submit a sick set. oneindienation@gmail.com.
So I'm just waiting for people. Or that's why I wanted a mix from Rez.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he can get it out to me, and then I'll put it on the show.
Do you, in between your podcast, do you... do anything sort of semi-related? Do you go on other people's shows and, like, you know, discuss various music things or various other non-music-related trying topics with them as well? Or I guess what do you do in your free time besides like the podcast and like the fashion?
I do hair and makeup.
Oh, okay.
She did say she was going to hair school.
Right, exactly. Well, I was wondering like if there is anything else besides, beyond that.
You want a beehive? No problem.
Yeah, I also have a website for my hair and makeup.
Oh, jeez. So it's Tulips. Man, Ray's booking all these very awesome guests.
RachelBeauty.com.
RachelBeauty.com.
Freelance out of Los Angeles.
Man, nice.
Making available for all quinceañeras.
Yeah, if you need to have that hair hooked up for a special event or your makeup done, just let me know.
What do you specialize in?
Special event.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Oh, okay. No, you
weren't even up there.
No, I always. If you specialize in any like styles or anything like that.
Oh no, like updos, actually.
So the beehive.
Like, what are some?
So yeah, when I used to updo, I thought beehive. So like, so my list of hairstyle and like makeup questions is like. Probably three questions, so my apologies getting like really in-depth stuff.
No, did you guys see your homework? Did you guys?
Ray doesn't tell me the topics. No,
everything you're saying is Leo's first time hearing it.
I'm actually like, we're talking with Tremaine earlier.
Shout out to Ray bringing me down with him.
We're going down, my boy.
No, we're talking about our show, you know what I mean? Like, we're discussing stuff, just the way our show is going, just music and just general, the crew, and just the show. And we're talking about, like, how... I know, I'm all over the place. but we're talking about how our show, we don't have a timer. We don't, you know, unless, like, the owner shows up.
Yeah, what's the owner's come and tell you?
Similar to Rachel, we do what the fuck we want.
That's kind of my show, too. Like, I do whatever the fuck I want. If I cuss one show, I cuss one show. If the next one is clean, it's clean. But I list it. I label it.
Shout outs to Ray.
No, we haven't. No, so like, Ray Funk. Like, you know how other shows have. Go for it.
No, I was going to say, shout outs to Ray Funk for letting us go past 10. Thank you. We knew you had to.
Oh,
10:30.
We'll go 10:30.
No.
Yeah, he should have said anything.
No,
why'd you even bring it up?
But we were talking with Trey about how our show, we don't have. Oh, yeah, that's
no particular format.
That format.
Yeah, because, you know, we don't have a timer. We don't have, like, a certain schedule. Okay, now we're going to jump. We are us.
That's kind of how I do mine, too. So people ask me the same question, like, how is your show run? Like, what do you do on your show? I'm like, I basically play music and I talk.
And I like it. I bump your show, I'll be honest. The old ones are the ones you have, even the ones I already played.
Yeah.
I
which one have you listened
on
to
the
lately?
Spot with Ray Funk?
There was one. I won't say the name of it because like I just play it and I just.
Oh yeah.
But it was kind of like jazzy. You know what I mean? It was
what
different.
DJ? Do you remember?
I to be honest,
Khaled. Ray has no answers to your questions,
at work. You just and you're on your cell phone. If you're on your cell phone, your boss catches you with the cell phone.
Right.
It's over. Mm-hmm. And I don't blame the boss. You know what I mean? But,
so it's like a funky house mix? Or?
No, it was more like hip-hop, but like slow.
Shout out to Rachel pressing the questions.
But
like, what's the deal? Yeah.
But I am going to send you the one mix, you know?
Yeah, let me know which one, because I always like feedback, and I want to know what listeners want to hear.
She was going to do a whole country mix, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I actually went on a first date with somebody.
Who?
Wait, what?
How long ago?
Oh, I love you.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Oh,
it's recent. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, and we were listening to like
the Activated Radio Show.
Yacht music at the bar, and I said, you know,
yacht music.
Yeah, what is yacht
like
music?
Like Christopher Cross sailing.
Like I guess like old Phil Collins. I mean,
okay. All right. Interesting.
I don't know if there's new Phil Collins.
Okay, so.
But anyways. Dude, are you guys playing footsies?
Ignore them,
yeah,
please.
I mean,
please
I
just
am.
Ignore them. I want to hear about this date.
We're not getting this on camera, right?
you did.
I see. Does it? Yeah. Nah, it doesn't.
So, anyways,
yeah.
We decided that we were gonna come up with a country mix, like old 70s.
You and your date?
Like, yeah.
You know that song, right? Give me the
old
music.
80s country mix.
So, Rachel, my question is...
How did it go? That meme? Give me that.
How are you listening to Yacht Rock and get inspired to do a country mix?
Because the Yacht Rock was playing at the bar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the country mix, country? I asked him what kind of music he listened to, and he said it's he liked country music.
So that guy must have been really attractive. They're just singing like, sorry, like country. That sounded really homosexual, but don't worry about that.
You know what?
Because like, it sounds like people like country music. That reminds me of, like someone from like the South. So like someone who like worked on like on a ranch for a living. So like really big.
He was from I think he was from Ohio.
Rachel,
see, exactly. That's what
Rachel,
I'm saying.
Describe his chest to me.
You know what? I never found out, but he did send explicit photos.
Oh.
Shout out to the country music lover sending dick pics.
I got a question.
You over there in the hat.
Do you guys find country guys hot?
Have you ever wrangled a wild sausage? Look at this.
I've never. Well,
I'm not saying it's bad though. You know, it's like.
Have you ever dated a country
cute
guy?
Yes.
Yeah. Like cowboy like.
No, they don't wear like cowboy. It's just part of music. They like. It's not main country music.
Hey, you remember that one time we were talking about country music and Yacht Rock? Here's my dick.
Yeah, like,
just
what
trying
the hell?
You know what?
No complaints, but not a main.
I've been to the Midwest, and they rocked it.
The Cox?
So this is what made a red flag, was that he was looking at my portfolio, my Rachel Beauty, and then he's like, you have no trannies.
No trannies?
Channing Tatum?
Trannies?
What?
Channing Tatum?
You say tranny or Channing?
Wait, what?
Tranny.
Interesting.
Tranny.
What? I couldn't get it.
So he was saying you had no trans. Transgendered models?
Hey, you know what your website's missing? A picture of my dick with a hat on it. Here you go.
My image of him being like a super red conservative guy went straight away to super blue liberal real quick. Real quick.
Shout out to Rachel. Think about that dick pic and having a drink.
I gotta take a drink for that one.
Yes,
go for it.
So then I was like, you know what? He texts me after that, and I was like, I can't deal with that.
Wow. Did he text you with words, or did he text you with pictures?
Oh no!
Pictures.
Like, wow.
Was a picture worth the whole 8 inches?
He texted me with a wink.
What?
Did wink at you?
Oh my god!
No, you're charming.
So okay, speaking of pictures, do you guys receive like dick pictures?
He's like this.
Yes, too many.
What?
Do you get too many of them?
You what about
wow.
you?
Wow,
not much. No,
I think you do.
Hey M.
Yeah, look. No,
how you like this fashion forward dick?
She's like,
you know, okay.
You like? I think
no, I don't really get it. Except one guy.
Yeah, just like, one. You got dedicated.
Same guy.
No, he's a scam randomly. It's like, what the hell?
He's like that dick just showed up.
Boing. And I was like so disappointed. Like
just randomly. Like you're like online. This motherfucker just oh shit, what is it? Oh, it's a dick. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, that killed everything.
Yeah, I bet.
Okay, so I don't understand as a man why do dudes send dick pics?
And it appears to be very common, though. It seems it appears to be a very common thing.
It's very common. More common than you would think.
So the one thing that I'm seeing that there's the one escape to the friend zone, the dick pic. If you're stuck in the friend zone, I'm sending a picture of my dick. Do you respond? I'm free. I can go and send my dick somewhere else.
One time this guy just... asked for my number, I sent him my number, and then his first two pictures was like a picture of his hairy chest and then a dick pic.
No.
And then I was like, he's like, hi, my name's James. And I was like, I didn't say anything back to him because I'm like, okay, I've seen everything. Like,
well, my name is James and I walk into the room dick first. But the sad part, or maybe the sign of the time situation, is that every female we've had in here,
like
there has not been anyone that has not received a dick pic
that
in any
true.
Form, whether
true.
It's professional, friend wise, social.
Please, now to know, to the guys that we do the show together, I'm gonna continue asking this picture. Of this picture.
What?
I mean,
I'm gonna continue asking dick pictures.
The dick on the
line. I'm gonna continue.
Leo working the fuck out of that button.
Do I have used this shit much?
I am gonna continue to ask this question because all the girls that come here, they say no. So I'm like,
what? No, they say they have.
They say they have, but they don't like.
They
it.
Don't like them. Sorry. Oh, there's been a few that like them. There's been a few. It's like, really? Oh yeah.
When I did Uber driving like once, like one guy said.
So Ray has a running poll. So for any.
Yeah, no, but one guy's like, it was two guys and one girl, and the single guy was like, I messaged this girl, like she never called me back. And then the guy that was with the girl, he's like, well, probably you send her
you're good. Yeah. You're good.
You probably send her a dick pic. And I'm driving, and I was inside, I was laughing. I was like, probably bullshitting. But he said, yeah.
What?
Are you serious? Like, yeah, I did.
Oh, man.
And then
he's wondering why she didn't respond.
Yeah, no. Oh, and then the guy with the girlfriend's like, "What, dude? Why are you sending these? That's whack, bro. You shouldn't be sending dick pics, dude."
But I had a hat though.
So
I even put a bow tie on him.
Nobody.
Call him Mr. Poppington.
The guy with the girlfriend said, "Why do you, like, dude? Girls don't like that shit." No. The guy with the girl said, "Yeah, but yeah. Girls don't like that shit."
And he acts surprised.
And the single guy said, "But there is some freaks."
Oh, so they work the numbers.
So he's the freaks are.
So he's looking for somebody. He's exactly. To
so if he says that pick the dick.
So
pick,
it's yeah because he's looking for sex.
Yeah,
why.
It's a filter.
No relationship. Huh? No relationship.
You're doing that fuckali.
It's just not.
Yeah, it's like unexpected. Like, it's like no. If she doesn't like it, that's not the person I'm looking for right now.
Yeah,
that's
definitely
the whole thing.
Looking for those things. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
But let's be honest, there's girls out there too that they're out there for that.
Let's be honest.
There's girls out like there that there's out there for the quick release. You know what's that?
The what?
Quick release.
As Rachel just walked back in. Whoa.
Well, see?
Quick release.
And she pondered that.
They gotta look good. They gotta be cute.
Trimmed?
They gotta be. Wait, how's the song? They gotta be stronger. Shave.
Wax.
They gotta have a comb over.
Wax, yes.
They gotta, yeah.
Gotta have mustache.
You guys don't like
so
that.
So do you guys wax, trim, or what's the deal?
Oh, you just gotta get that little snip there.
Just,
you know?
I'm gonna be honest. I just go to the Ross and like buy $8.99 trimmer.
Wax. Ross.
Talking about for the area?
Yeah.
I got a clipper for my face and a clipper for my space.
I'm new to this.
Shout out to Andre having a bearskin rug.
Hey, go.
When the hairs grow back,
it goes with the fro, bro.
When the hairs grow back, it drives you crazy. How do people tolerate?
Yes, ladies, the carpets do match the
drapes. Oh, I put baby powder on my feet, but yeah, you're right. Okay. Maybe
I can't.
It feels like a hedgehog or a porcupine is underneath my fucking.
See now, but you just got to. I guess you said baby powder. I guess you just have to keep on shaving constantly, so it's
every other day.
Now, okay, guys, we are going 18.
So wax. You guys don't trim with wax.
No, I told
you. You like the ladies?
Scissors,
dude. I don't.
Leo is a brave soul.
Scissors,
razor,
precise
trimmer.
What about you?
You put me on the spot,
and
man.
And skip.
Pass.
I have answered this.
You don't. Well,
what do you do?
I don't mind either.
Yeah,
but
so
I don't want too hairy either.
Oh, so you're like
you like
the flat top. You like you rock
the flat top.
But to me, it doesn't matter, you know. But
no, tell me what about you?
I think it's better.
What's it called?
Landing strip. Because you know, like.
But how do you like it on a guy? Do you like him to be trimmed, or do you like him to be all natural?
Do you like him like James Harden?
I like both.
Which one?
I like both.
Which one?
Both is fine.
Well,
I don't want to choose for that, you know.
See? Oh, okay. Ooh.
But you don't have to be love, you know. Not for girls, you don't have to be love.
You don't have to be in love.
Yeah, I mean, you need to be, you know, like I don't have to.
You know, go, keep going.
Like, it's like I don't want to be say yes and this. You know,
She looks beyond the hair. Okay, it's not that.
I believe it. There you go.
Yes, thank you.
If you look over yonder,
that should be a
beyond
podcast.
The bush.
BeyondTheHair.com.
BeyondTheBush.net.
It's not about the bush. It's a content of your character. So,
God, that's pretty good. I like this.
As Miss Miel would say, Bush is back.
Yeah.
The
Bams. No, but, I mean...
The 70s.
I'm like so 90s. Like, I'm pretty boy 90s, you know. I that motherfucker got to be clean, you know. Like, you can't... You know,
aerodynamic funk.
Yeah, I'm pretty boy 90s, you know.
Just, you got a fade going?
Yeah.
In the swimming pool...
Get some waves.
In the swimming pool, that'll shave at least a millisecond off your time. No added friction.
What was that ghost, that horny ghost called?
The ghost pump?
The ghost boy.
The incubus.
Incubus.
Succubus.
The incubus.
It's both.
Succubus is like a pure woman, but an incubus is just a straight sex.
Asked like four times on the show.
Right? You said it right. One is
a
female,
one is a
male.
Succubus is a girl. Yeah, I'm playing Persona 5, man. I know exactly about this shit.
Damn.
Do you guys believe in ghosts?
Okay, Leo, could you tell me real quick, why is one at a time in Persona the motherfucker shoots himself in the head for the animal to come out or whatever?
Though.
The fuck's going on
later?
Here? I've seen
a ghost before.
Crazy. Oh, story time.
At my grandma's house.
Oh no!
I felt a vibration.
Wait, what's going on?
You feel like a vibration.
Oh, we have a call.
The Activate LA hotline is active now. And we didn't even ask Leo a question.
Activate LA radio.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's Katie K from New York.
Oh,
what up? Katie K of Monday Night Roar.
What's up?
I remember her.
I'm still waiting for the hat, by the way. That's the
party foul.
Katie, you got to realize it's a national holiday and the mail is all fucked up.
Oh, no, but that's not the reason why I called. Your number is not showing on the screen.
It is not showing on. Thank you. Someone actually noticed that. But she has it actually saved in her phone back. Yes, that's great. Okay, thank you for pointing that out.
No, I looked on the Facebook post.
Oh, sweet. Oh,
all right. For those that can't see the number, you can hear the number. It's 424-777-2423, the Activate LA hotline. Shout out to Perceptive Katie for digging through the clues to get the hotline number.
Ray doesn't pay enough for phone screeners, and so the interns...
Our secretary had a cocaine overdose, and she's in rehab right now.
The phone just goes straight to air, so if you ever want to just, like, you know, have someone call in and just be like, butt sex, and just call, like, hang up, you can totally
do it.
Butt sex?
Yeah.
I mean, well then, I'll make sure to let other people know that.
Katie, how you feel when you go home and somebody comes in through the back door?
Anyways, you can always call about. You can always have them call about, you know, real topics and not, as Trey said.
What's on your mind tonight, this week, Katie?
We are just honestly getting drunk and hopefully actually have some type of interview.
I saw you posted pictures and somebody was laying on a table.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Somebody what? It was three of you guys, very diverse crowd, ethnically diverse, and then
you talking about my Instagram photo?
Somebody was on a table, I know that much.
Yes, that's the guest co-host. Her name is Priya. She has another show on our station.
Big shout out to
Talk to Me Radio.
Talk to Me Radio.
Nice.
You know, so they're coming in because she had a client called The Silent Celeb. So they're going to come in and talk about the new music they're releasing. And I'm going to have alcohol because that's Memorial Day weekend.
Fucking right. So since we got you on the hotline, Katie, we got to give us a new installment of your segment, This Week in Wrestling.
Yeah, I'm still trying to catch up to wrestling right now. I kind of been doing homework all week.
Homework?
Hey, Katie, I saw that Shinsuke had his his debut match, and people say it sucked balls.
It really did, though. That I saw. It really did.
Katie, you have like a... She's got like a European accent tonight.
It's the... She's pre-gaming, so alcohol gives you accent sometimes.
I mean,
sometime.
That's better.
No, Katie's... But see, Katie's been drinking since Wednesday, so that doesn't count.
Shout out to Katie in a third
she's
person.
Like, oh.
The Katie doesn't give a damn what you talk about.
Pretty much.
Okay, yeah. So Kitty K, but get the hat in the mail.
Yeah, no, but it's gonna be on the mail. You know what I mean?
Where actually, are the hats? Are they? Can we see them?
Oh yeah, it's right there, back there. Open the. Oh, the other one.
It's the most beautiful hat you've ever seen in your entire life. Leo, that says Leo, no request.
Are they the ones with the vinyl thing? No request.
Yeah.
How many do you have?
Oh, I had three. But then three? Two is for Katie K. We're about to show it right now.
Two?
I'll be honest, we haven't sent it because my Prius. People call me a fag because I drive a Prius, but I don't care. Hold on.
Who designed it?
No, for real. Who said that?
You know, somebody. Listen, somebody compared my work to a Prius. So now that I understand what that means,
yeah, they call it.
I kind of don't like
somebody compared your work to a Prius.
No, they like calling
me. Yeah, I did some flyer work, and some guy compared it to a Prius. I'm like, well, I'm not sure what that means, but you could go fuck yourself.
There you go.
No request in the back. Watch, I'll go up a little bit. Yeah.
Wait, so what does that have to do with you not sending the hat?
Oh, she won the hat.
Last week. I know, but like, what was the Prius have to do with the hat not being in the middle?
That's how Ray takes the pressure off.
Oh, no. Because my car's fucked up, so I haven't. Oh, okay. I can't get my. You know,
yeah,
you
were asking for Ubers.
No, to get to the club. I mean, if Instagram models get like free treats.
No, I know.
Why can't Ray Funk get a fucking ride to the club? You know what I mean?
Don't you know who I am? I'm Ray Funk.
Who the fuck's Ray
when
Funk?
When are you guys coming to our side of the world? That's my question.
We're trying to come out there with Johnny Arco. Johnny Arco seems to always be out in Brooklyn with his fucking violin, so we're trying to see if we can, like, be his bellboys or some shit, holding his fucking violin case. Maybe we can make it out to the Bronx. The boroughs.
I mean, we in Queens. Are you trying to get me to go farther than I already go right now, though?
To find the queen, we go to Queens. What you put in your hair? Berries and juices.
Hey, yeah,
what is this?
Queens has everything. I'm sorry.
Sexual chocolate.
Hey, KDK.
Chocolate.
That boy good. Hey, boy good.
KDK.
Yes.
I want to introduce you to
M.
M. Ooh,
Jesus
I am.
Christ.
M. I'm
the only one that doesn't know her, right?
She doesn't know you.
She does. We'd like to introduce you to M and Rachel.
She's in New York.
Hello.
She does a radio show.
They're very pretty.
Thank you.
Katie K, you're talking about me?
Hey, don't worry. Katie was approved. We had some guests on the couch last week, and they all say they're cute.
She's so crying.
Katie, this is for you.
That was the first time I ever got that, too. I was like, oh, thank you.
So this is M on the dirty couch, and then we got Rachel. I was going to say Rachel Rage.
Rachel Depp.
Yeah. D-E-P-P. And Rachel Depp runs a podcast called One Indie Nation.
Mm-hmm. Man, whose phone's just going off all night, man? What the heck? What's going on here?
Send me the link to their podcast so I could check it out.
Definitely.
Yeah. It'd be on the show notes.
So, KDK, before you leave, I gotta ask you this. Do you believe in life after death?
This is a little deep question before you leave.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay. More deeper than the question we had before.
Why?
Yeah.
Because someone told me when a person dies, they somehow go back as their 30-year-old self. So that means that obviously they're going to bring you back somewhere so you can have your own type of life. Another life.
Interesting.
Shout out to Quantum Leap. Yeah. Oh, brother.
This can be part of it too. Yeah.
KDK, thank you for calling in the show, man. We love you.
Yeah, keep it up.
We are gonna be over there, and if you come down to LA,
I'm coming in September because I have to shoot. We're doing someone in the radio station doing a celebrity fashion show in California.
No, by then I got my Prius fixed. So
I know I'm gonna be in San Diego for a couple of days.
San Diego.
I don't know how far that is from you.
The whale's vagina.
The what?
The whale's
vagina?
Yeah, wait, where have
you
I
have
heard
to
that
see
before?
Ron
Burgundy? Yeah, okay. Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
You have to watch Anchorman.
I gotta ask Eddie K this, because Rez said that our phones were raggedy. He didn't say that, but how does our phone
our reception, sound? How we sound?
I mean, you guys sound fine.
Yeah,
okay, good.
It could have been we were all talking. People were talking over each other. Yeah.
It sounds like you guys are speaking through a nutsack.
You guys sound better than my radio station, so I can't hear anything.
Oh, that's like the best call that you
can
get.
What radio station?
Yeah, shout out
Monday Night Roar.
We got WBMR in New York, and then Monday Night Roar is my show.
Oh, Monday Night Roar.
Send me the link.
Will do.
KDK, you have a great night.
Thank you for calling, as always.
Always appreciate you staying up, too.
Yeah, she's like,
always.
Ahead.
Yeah, oh, nice. might be in New York this time next year, so we'll see.
Yeah.
East Coast.
Represent Activate LA at Monday Night Raw.
Leo might Monday be out night. There to sleep on your couch.
No, I'll be sleeping on someone else's couch.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'll be on someone else's couch.
Much love and respect, KDK.
KDK of Monday Night Raw, live on the hotline.
Before we go, I want to show this footage because I really like it. And it sends a really, really good message, man, to a lot of parents out there. Don't forget to check us out. We do an event called Rhythm and Hunts at
Tokyo Beat, 319 East 2nd Street, Los Angeles, California. Rhythm and Hunts, every third Wednesday of the month. This month, next month, is going to be June the 21st.
Ooh, Juwan Raitt's in the house.
Juwan Raitt's and Juliet Mendoza.
Mendoza, man.
Rhythm and Hunts, brought to you by Activate LA.
This is a really positive video, you know, like it's this parent, this father interacting with his kid, but it's showing him a lot of stuff. I'm not even going to say
I see Superman and Batman. I think it's going to be some black-on-black violence.
Check it out. So here we go.
Dawn of Justice.
Yeah, ready?
We can't hear a thing because it's muted.
All right, hold on.
You have a matchy shirt. Damn.
Stanley Freeland Jr.
I think he has his own channel too, YouTube.
That kid has like moves better than some of the people I see at the club. Look at the hand wave. Look at the hand wave. Look at his hand wave.
Lil Boss.
He rolled up. Damn.
Oh, wow. Like an ABC.
Oh, that's the new mobile app trap song coming out.
He's teaching his kid like the numbers, multiplications.
The ABC song.
That is the sickest thing I've seen.
Yeah, I know.
Awesome. Very creative.
And like, and so you can't. The people who are just listening can't see it, but.
All the fathers keep doing what you're supposed to do with your kids.
If you're watching us on ActivateLA.com, you can see us live streamed video.
The kid, the dad are wearing matching outfits in every single different shot, and that is the cutest thing ever.
And they're multiplying. They're doing the dance that of 5, 6, 7.
Shout out to Stanley Freeland Jr.
So
creative as fuck.
So this is the best video, like. There's a lot of videos, you know, of fuckery that I see, but when it comes to inspiration, this is dope, you know what I mean? Because you have a father interacting with his kid.
Right, exactly.
But also, too, at the same time, it's like through dance, is. And I take off my hat for the dad. He's rocking that Superman, but he's a Superman super dad, you know what I mean?
Except Ray didn't take his hat off.
Stanley Freeland Jr.
Yeah, dude, with the pink shorts and the.
I think Leo really likes those pink shorts.
Cool.
I like them.
Was that Denver?
Yeah. Before you close the show, we went beyond like 1 hour, but I don't care because like we already got checked. So it's kind of like when you get a ticket.
No, but
I mean, are you gonna move your? Yeah, we're gonna finish it like in 5 minutes. So.
Yeah,
don't worry, we won't keep you.
She has shit to do.
They get the fuck out of here.
I really like this video because it's the message. You know what I mean? And at the same time. Our kids, young kids, see is just videos of people beating up on each other. You know what I mean?
That or asses clapping.
Yeah.
Wally world.
So, yeah, man. Tremaine, man, thank you for coming down. Dope show always, Leo.
Another glorious Sunday.
Oh, are we not going to say anything about Memorial Day? Is that we got?
Oh yeah, let's do it. Yeah, we got 7 minutes.
We have five minutes, but okay. I don't know. It's like people are barbecuing or anything like that. But you know, I mean, what the day's for. You know, it's whether or not your political leanings, vice versa. Mm. You know, people either voluntarily or non-voluntarily, you know, they sacrifice themselves for at least a certain, not necessarily what the current state of this country is, but basically the ideal that they want this country to be. And so, you know, just remember that Memorial Day while you're enjoying time with friends and family.
Yeah, man. Respect to those veterans, man. The people that, you know, that they're doing Ooh. That. My head fell off, but I'm still here.
They sacrificed their life for us.
But major, you know, Memorial Day weekend, man. Yeah, I have a safe one, and you know, most don't respect to the veterans.
Don't drink and drive.
And
activate
Rachel Rep. Depp.
Rachel Depp
of I Nation.
One Indie Nation.
I'll be honest with you guys, I missed that shit halfway through it. I was like, what the fuck am I saying right now? But oneindienation.com.
The number one.
Number one.
Ichiban. One Indie Nation.
Kawaii Ichiban.
When is your next episode? Ichiban. Like,
going don't put her on the spot, man.
I have to because we were talking.
Well, as soon as I get a mix, so whatever DJ sends me a mix first.
Hey, Rachel, sometimes you gotta do this shit you yourself. Know
spin master Tremaine.
I will.
Tremaine the spin master.
I'm gonna send you Crisito's today's mix.
Oh, yeah, good.
All right, I'll listen to it first.
Phase one in the mix on oneindienation.com.
Do you have a track list?
No, oh, I can put it together, I guess. Yeah. It's an Italian disco.
Italian disco? Okay.
Italo disco.
Sounds good.
Good. Link for there too?
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Old school arm?
Yes.
M. Can I call you I'm?
No.
No? Okay, it doesn't hurt to ask.
Your name is Jessica. I'm going to call you Steven.
Okay, M.
Yes, thank you.
Wait, thank you, number one, like, thank you for coming down, you know what I mean? This is the first time, you know, and we talked a little bit after the old school garage. Hope you can come back again, you know, it'll be nice to have her back in the show.
Yeah, I think so, yeah, definitely. I really enjoy this companions, and then also thank you for inviting me, you know. I think I made a good decision today to come down.
Thank you for sharing.
And everything that you're going through as a... One of my favorite when it comes to law tracks, stop stroking that microphone.
No one's stroking?
No, I'm
kidding. No, I think that was me. I was stroking. Sorry.
Yeah. No, but one of my the person that I follow from the law attraction, that's James Arthur, and he says something about what you're going through right now is not you. It's
a lie.
It's you, but a year ago. So what you're going through right now is not you. It's what you were thinking about last year. So you still got, if it's going bad, if it's going good, it can get better. If it's going bad, it can get better. You know?
I mean, to me, it's like nothing better or good. I'm thinking that is all the life is the same thing. It's all given. So
life is what you make it.
Yes. So, I mean, I'm doing best I can do, living in my life daily by a daily basis. And just trying to enjoy it and be happy. That's what I'm trying to build for.
In any case, many blessings to your upcoming endeavors. And whatever you do, never panic.
Yes.
Stay the course and don't panic. Mm-hmm. You know?
Thank you for the advice.
Recovery is.
Yes, words of wisdom from the DR.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a pretty calm person. So it's like, to me, yeah.
What month are you?
Huh?
When is your birthday?
June.
Oh, Gemini.
We're doing what?
June 6th.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up soon.
Oh, yeah.
Gemini. Yeah.
Yes, right.
It's a calm Gemini, good Lord.
Just in case I don't see you, happy birthday,
There's a fire in there somewhere, though. Geminis are coming out the fire.
Could he see it, though?
She seems calm. No, they got it.
Thank you for coming down, man.
Yeah, Chris.
You
brought
that fire. Fucking mic.
Brought that hot fire earlier, man. What were you playing?
Some Italian disco, some high energy, and a little bit of boogie, but...
Did you plan the set, or just brought the songs, or it was something that you were like, oh, my sound?
It was something I've been wanting to play for a while. I still think we should do that high energy night some night. That
would
be cool.
I would love to, yeah. Because we're like, if we do it, we're going to be the only young bucks that... are doing that high energy night. You know what I mean?
That would be nice. You know,
the Young Bucks.
Well, you know, I mean, I won't even say like a challenge to the old school people because I love what they're doing, man. You know,
shout
like,
out to the old steers.
No, we got Back to Disco. No.
Oh yeah, see
Back to Disco.
That's the same
disco
type of retro genre. Games. Yeah,
they're doing that. But what about like? Because once, I mean, I don't want to be negative, but let's say they're gone.
You know, like once they die.
But did you die though?
But did you die?
I don't want to be negative, but
let's say
they're gone.
But yeah, he took it there. But you know what I mean? They're the only ones keeping that.
Yeah, we still need to keep that sound going. And there's different sounds, and like you said, not a lot of people representing that sound. But it was good to come by and drop a dirty mix. Felt good.
Dirty mix.
Good to sit on the dirty couch.
You guys well,
dirty couch. Guys,
everything we need to do is a little bit dirty, I think.
Yeah.
Keeping
guys,
it dirty.
You guys like the dirty couch?
Yeah. Dirty couch yeah. angle.
You guys like the dirty couch?
I mean, comfortable, yeah, right?
Comfortable, yeah. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. Awesome.
Oh, did you see the Lebesgue mask?
Oh, shit.
Oh, put it in. Hey, how about...
Do you mind?
No. Fuck that shit. Yeah, says M.
Ray pulls out the sketches.
Don't worry. Come on.
What the hell?
That's not creepy at all.
That is really creepy.
Yeah, right.
Or not? Not. It's dope. We got an extra one just in case. That's creepy.
Oh, you guys ready for a photo shoot? Here, take this loop.
I was, you know, think about that. And always before you guys invited.
Yeah, DR.
That is a
thank
good
you, thank you so much, DR. For our Yoda. Yeah, he's about to... DR, thank you so much for coming down, man, as usual, man.
Dude, thank you.
Hey,
thank
I think you have the same phone as me,
yeah,
right?
It's been a while.
Same phone, ain't it?
Yeah,
well, okay, can
Samsung
can,
is Tinder.
Can, like, tell him bye. Like,
wrap up the show, man.
A lot of Samsung's phones look similar, but hey, dude, I'm always happy to be here, man. I come here just to fuck with these two dudes. Amazing chemistry. I'm trying to make them rich one day.
Nice.
We're rich friendly.
Let's be honest.
Lots of business endeavor.
Let's be all rich. I mean,
fucking right.
Fucking right. And thank you for, you know, like, carpooling with Rachel Ray. Rachel Depp.
Thank Rachel you so much.
Who the hell is Rachel Ray at this point? Who's
DR
Rachel
was
Ray?
Sad that she lost 100 pounds.
97. Yeah, man. It sucks, dude. She was nice to where she was.
Okay. Are we...
The Activate LA Radio Show every Sunday on LAPartyRadio.com from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m., but a special edition this week from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. We thank you for listening.
Cavs and six.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah. You guys have a good one.
Yeah. We'd like to thank our special guest, Rez, this week. We had M. We have Rachel Depp of OneIndieNation.com. We had KDK calling in for Monday Night Roar, and all our listeners, thank you for listening to Activate LA Radio.
You are doing this, right?
See you guys at the next one.